Blog Talk Radio.
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. Ooh, she may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She had her grief and her care, but a word so soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. But a word soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy, just try a little tenderness. You've got to try, you've got to hold her, you've got to squeeze her, you have to try, you've got to try, and always please her.
Sitting in
kingdom to see old Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. My mother, you ought to bend there. Yes, my Lord. The city in the kingdom to see old Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Jordan, roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. Oh, I want to get to heaven when I die, to see old Jordan roll.
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live and here. and a couple of great songs there. Hope you enjoyed them. And welcome to our Thursday of Journey into the Light. A little late start, but that's our schedule today. So we got a couple of great hours coming your way. Coming up next hour is Greg Keen from Lilydale Psychic Medium. Been out there almost 40 years, Lilydale up in the western part of New York, is one of the spiritual meccas of the country, and Greg's been part of this show for the last 9 years, and really enjoy when Greg comes on, and his readings are amazing. So that's next hour. But this hour, I'm really happy to bring on an amazing psychic medium, and just love her talk and topics, and she'll be taking your calls as well. And she goes by Psychic Little T. So, and Little T is here each Thursday here at this time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can find how to get to Little T's website and phone number. She does do private readings all the time, so you can set that up and anything else. The website is listed on the show page, also with the phone number. And briefly, I just want to say, if you're new to listening to Journey into the Light, which there's always new listeners each and every, and we appreciate you. And Journey Light's been here for 9 years. I've done over 4,000 shows, and the show's all about you, helping you. So we always have about between anywhere from 3 to about 6 hours a day of shows with guests all around the world to help you in all different ways. So if you haven't already, click on the follow button to get updates before the show starts. Make sure you send me a friend request on Facebook, post everything on there as well. And if you don't know about our Love in Action mission, our spirituality mission, because spirituality is love, it's our homeless mission. And the link to support the mission is on the show page, the GoFundMe link. And what we were talking about last night that a couple of people participated in, and I think this is really great. You know, it's never a requirement for this show, or at least today's hour, you know, is if you can donate to the mission is awesome, especially if you're calling in, because it's a win-win. It's a win for you. You get an amazing reading, but it's also a win for the homeless people because they don't have a voice, and we are their voice. And if we quit talking about the mission stops, it dies, and it really does. So I have to talk about it verbally by just putting the link on there. I've been, you know, doing this for, like I said, 9 years. Putting just a link on there doesn't work. It doesn't work. So, but, you know, the greatness of this mission has so far our crowning achievement with all of us as a group was a guy named Burles who was homeless his whole life since being a kid at 14. Last weekend, I talked to a lady who has a apartment garage, and I signed him up so that he is in that apartment now for the next year. So he is no longer homeless. And that isn't the most beautiful thing that I have heard all year, that Burles is no longer homeless. And to me, that's everything. If I had a choice between, you know, having some homeless people no longer be homeless or winning a jackpot, I would pick getting the homeless people into a roof and four walls, especially when Burles was out in the storm and winds up to 100 miles an hour. And how did he save himself? He had to jump in a filthy dumpster, because each night when we all go home, the homeless people, they still stay out there. And they have no, I mean, just think about when you're out in the streets and stuff, and then it turns dark. Well, there is no place for them to go. And to think you would sleep out there, oh boy, that would bring me chills. So what we say about donating $20, what that does is for the homeless people, they can get themselves a room for the night at least, so they have a roof over their head. And we're the last thing I'll say is the group is not an enabler, meaning we don't help and give money to support people with addictions. That's not what this group's about. And so I know that is a concern of people who donate. So I want you to rest easy on that. So the link is on the show page, the GoFundMe link. And also, if you want to use PayPal, the PayPal address is there. And last thing I'll throw out there, if anybody wants to support just this show, Journey in Light, that would be a blessing if someone wanted just to make a donation to Journey into the Light. You know, if you love this show, and the show helps you spiritually, you know, think about tithing. You know, I have several people, well, I guess we're down to one, but, you know, she told me recently how, you know, she used to tithe to church, but she no longer goes to church. But she said, you know, Mike, I've been listening to you every single day for the last 3 months, 4 months, and you are my spiritual nourishment. So I'm tithing to you. And she tithes several months ago to help and continue us. It's not free to do this show by any means. That's there. Okay, let's get on with the show, as they say in Hollywood, right? Let's bring on, as you guys are calling in, 347-884-8245. Let's bring on, and she was really a great part of last night's group roundtable that we had, and we're going to do a special Friday night show, a group roundtable tomorrow night. And that'll be at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So a special Friday night show where you can speak to three or four psychics and get your question answered. And so Really great opportunity there. Okay, let's bring on Psychic Little T to the show. Welcome back, Little T.
Great to be back, Mike. It's always a joy to be on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Gotta love the audience.
Yeah, you gotta. This seems
one thing
like
I wanted
was...
to add in,
yeah.
When you were talking about the homeless mission, and you know, I've only known you for 2.5 months, 3 months, and I have to say, you put your heart and soul into this, and I think that's what a lot of the listeners are missing, is that, you know, you don't support the people on drugs or alcoholics. You go and you talk to these people, you get their stories to see if they need the little extra help. And like we had talked about last night, I too, when the listeners call to get a private reading, will be donating a portion of what I make to the cause, because I truly believe in it. Like, I love the fact that you help people like Burroughs to help get them off the street, because it takes one person to help another person. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this. I just think that you use your instincts to know who just needs that tad bit more help than the next person.
Yeah, wow, you hit that right on. And I don't really think it's my instinct. Sure, I guess some is, but you know, I when I ride and help the home, you know, it's God with me, and that's what God led me,
right,
without a doubt, to Burroughs, because he wasn't asking for help. He was pushing two shopping carts, which was his cans that he collects daily. He's about 70 years old, but you know, I heard God's voice say, you need to help him. This was really the first time, this was several months ago, this is the first time I really went to someone who wasn't at the corner and was pushing a couple of shopping carts. And that is what I have found. Those people are the truly homeless. A lot of times the folks on the corners, unfortunately, are the addicts and things like that. And or some people are, you know, they'll be out on the corners. I've actually seen it once in my own eyes, and it's really sad, but it helps me learn, you know, the lay of the land and the homeless community. But I saw a lady once, and she was, you know, asking for money, and something just didn't seem right. And I had to pull around the corner anyway and stop and fix something in my car. And at that time she left, and she gathered all of her things that people gave her, water and food and all this stuff, and she started walking, and she went behind the McDonald's and hopped in her very nice car.
Yes.
And so I'm not, you know, and I don't want to place judgments. I don't go any further than that. But those folks like Burroughs who are on the streets, have to go in a dumpster, those are the folks that we help.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. So,
but I just wanted to add my two cents, since I'm the newcomer
you.
Of the show. But you
seems
know, I
like
want
you've
people
been
to
here
understand.
Longer. Yeah,
yeah, I feel like I've been with you for like a year, but
yeah, I know.
You know, I just want your listeners to know that you do this from the heart. That's the bottom line.
Oh yeah, there's no other reason I do this, and I the mission was bigger, which means people would donate more.
Right.
I would do this every day. I mean, I love it. I really do. To hop
right.
in the car, get, you know, and it's just a treat, you know, it really is.
Have you ever heard from that veteran that you helped?
Which one was that? I helped
the one the day
that
I text you to ask you a question.
Oh, him. No, that was a one-time deal where you text me, and which was great because you delayed me getting to the store. But that's what it took to meet this guy on aisle 6, who was a vet in Afghanistan, two tours, and he was partially blind in one eye, and he needed, you know, he just came up to me and said, "You've been in the military?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, would you help with that?" I said, "Oh, of course." And then he needed gas money to get back to Arkansas because he came here to go to the VA for the treatment he needed on his eye. But then his car broke down, and he showed me how he had $300 worth of repairs, but now he didn't have gas money to get home. So, and you know, it was all prearranged, you know, from God, because that was in a kind of an area I work as far as homeless, and I doubt too many others would have been able to help them.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I've helped people in that store buy groceries.
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it's a great, great story. So, definitely, it showed your part in the homeless mission, too. Cause
like you said, it's really not my part. God has a connection. It's kind of like the domino effect. One domino drops, they all start dropping. So, and that's exactly what happened. And I can't take the credit. I have to give it all to God. You know, he
yes.
had me text you at that certain point. You wrote a big long message and met the guy that you needed to meet that day. You know, I truly believe everything happens for a reason. And that's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's no doubt. No doubt. I mean, so, but I just, yeah, I mean, it's all God. It's, and I always give credit to God and, yeah, but I just think sometimes, you know, God places us in certain positions, like you texting me at that time. And otherwise I'd been there earlier and he probably wouldn't have been there. Definitely wouldn't have met. So anyway, it's a great story, but he's back in Arkansas. So he's a state away. So,
wow. That's crazy, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, he got back to wherever he needed to go to and,
yeah, we hugged.
Let's move on to my wonderful
yeah.
question, because now that you've had a few minutes to think about, so now that the listeners know what's going on, I had posed the question, who was your favorite historical person?
And before I answer this, I want to also put that out there to the callers. Like when we start bringing callers on in a few minutes, let's have them before they ask you your question, give their answer too, because it would be interesting.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That's a great question.
So we better cut our answer short.
God, it's still hard to, you know. Go ahead.
The first person that popped in my head was Thomas Jefferson.
And that was because?
Because he did all that he did for the American people. He freed the slaves. I mean, I wrote a whole book report in high school on him. But there's so
yeah.
many great people out there.
Right. And if I had to pick one, there's so many, like you said, great ones out there. You know, I was thinking the whole time Martin Luther King, because he did so much against all adversity. I mean, my goodness, his house was bombed, you know.
Right.
And he still stood out there and fought for the rights, you know, to be treated like
with
a
no
human
weapons,
being.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And he taught, contrary to some people's opinion, he taught, you know, protests with no violence. And folks that were promoting violence, there's some names won't mention, they're kind of prominent nowadays. He kicked out, actually. Like, I'll say one thing. He kicked out Jesse Jackson, who's, you know, now kind of up there, or was. But he said, "I don't want anything to do with you," because he was wanting to you know, and anyway, he had just the, you know, a beautiful man, and what he did, you know, that is, I love that, you know, just, you know, and another one that inspires me that a lot of people may not know, but there's a saint called Teresa Littleflower. And if people don't know her, you should pick up her autobiography book. And her soul about loving everybody and not judging anybody is so beautiful. I mean, if I could even come close to her soul, and I try, I really do. She is one who I think would be, you know, not come back, because she wrote in and she asked, like, prisoners who were set for, this was about around the time period, about 1500 or so. I could be off on that a little bit, but she wrote and asked the prisoners who were caught, you know, of murder, asking if she could take their place on the execution row. That's how much she, you know, loved people. Wow. And loved, her heart was so pure and so full of love. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You ready to do the callers? I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great. Here we got Psychic Little T with us. So everybody call on in and we'll bring you on up. And so, yeah, let us know who is your number one. So let's go to area code 562 to start it off. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. My question is, when do you see me meeting someone new for love?
Would you like to ask her,
my
answer
historic,
a question?
Oh, yeah, my historical question. My answer would be, I'm not sure if this fits in with historical, but my favorite person all time is in history is Anna Nicole Smith. I think she was a beautiful person inside and out. She had some flaws with, you know, her addictions, but I think she was my favorite person of all time.
Yeah, that's she. Yeah, it was really sad, you know, the way she died.
Yeah.
So that's really sad, but that's a good one. She was very sweet and very kind. So I can see that. So yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
You're
now
welcome.
I feel that you're very confused. I'm not exactly sure why, but it's kind of like you keep doing the seesaw effect. Like you keep going back and forth. Is there somebody that you're interested in?
Not at this time. There's a recent breakup that I was going back and forth with. That's probably
okay,
what you're picking up on.
Okay. I personally don't see or feel you with anybody at this time. At this time, you need to work on yourself and just take some time, like go to a movie and get to know who you are, because I really feel like you lost yourself in the last relationship.
Okay.
And I know you're a strong woman. You just need to find her again.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I just keep feeling like I keep going back on the seesaw. And
oh, okay.
Just, like I said, you need to just take time out and smell the roses. Like, there's nothing wrong with loving yourself, you know, going out to a park or reading a good book or going out and having coffee with a good girlfriend or a good male friend, you know, to say, hey, you know, I need to talk about whatever. You know, a lot
okay.
of people really lose that. So it sounds like you got some little ones in the back.
Oh, yes, I have one child, and she's 1.5.
Aw. Yeah, and that's where we lose ourselves. You know, my son will be 18 in a couple months. And I lost myself for a long time also, where finally, you know, someone said, look, if you don't get yourself better, nobody else will. And I was like, wow. And I kind of took that advice, and now I'm just like, okay, I'll go to the store by myself, where before I was like, come on, let's go to the store. And he'd be like, no. So, you know, and I, well, you have a younger one, so it's a lot harder, you know, with the work and everything. But, yeah, all I can suggest is that you take time to smell the roses, because life is really short. And before you know it, she's going to be 16, and you're going to be like, where did the time go?
Yeah.
So, but really, I mean, if you have another question, that's all I am getting from that.
Oh, okay. Just real quick, I know you got other callers. When do you see me getting a new apartment?
The number 3 just popped in. But again, you know, that could be 3 weeks, 3 months. But I want to say more like 3 months.
Okay. Okay.
So
sounds good.
You will be okay, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know, everything happens for a reason. I can't stress this enough. And I know when we're in the storm, we just want to be out of it. But there's life lessons. And, you know, I truly believe in, if we don't learn, we're going to relearn it, because we're going to go through the same situation.
Yeah.
I'm a hard head, too. You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And again, call on in. Speak to Psychic Little T. The number to call in, 347-884-8245. Greg King coming up next hour from Lilydale. And tomorrow we will have a psychic roundtable at 9 o'clock Eastern, where we'll have, like we did last night, we'll have 3 or 4 psychic mediums on answering your questions. So it's going to be a lot of fun and great answers and help. Next caller up now, let's bring them on. You're on the air. Could we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Victoria, Kansas.
Hi, Victoria.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your question? Oh, wait, who's your favorite person first?
Mother Teresa.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That's a good one.
Yes. Well, because she was so open. She was so open to everyone. It didn't matter the religion, the color, the person, poverty, rich. It just didn't matter for her. And that's how we should all become in this time and this age right now.
I agree 100%.
Be like Mother Teresa and try to help as much as possible and stop the name calling and religion calling and all of that. I mean, he put us here for a reason, and some of the people's reason we don't agree with, but you know, we make our own way. He gave us free choice. What we did with it is our choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mother Teresa knew that, and she did the job she did and suffered greatly.
She helps so many homeless, and
it didn't scare her to go anywhere to help people.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great choice.
Thank you, Michael. yes, I donated.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
In your fund. I like your fund going on.
hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. My fingers are not as fast as they used to be. All right. Thank you.
You know, I'm one of the biggest fans.
thank you.
You know, kind of. Do you, as a psychic, do you get messages from the people, family members that have passed on, or do you need questions first?
Direct questions help a lot. But okay. When you were talking, I heard teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes. I thought
okay.
Preschool and school, yes.
Okay. Well, they're working.
And I'm still teaching my grandchildren, so it's like me. I try to do as much as I can for everybody if I can do it.
Right. And that's another thing I picked up on. You're a very helping spirit also.
It gets me in trouble a lot. No.
Amen.
I try to do what I can for anybody that needs, you know, help. Even if it just, if I don't eat, I don't care. If somebody else can, that's fine.
Right. I agree with you, and I'm almost the same way.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
What I'm thinking is I've been through the last 6 months, a really big bout of emotions and ties, trying to let go of some ties, but there again plays in the nice person, you know, when somebody comes back and says, oh, please, please, please. Well, you know, the nice person comes out, and I know inside I shouldn't do it or I shouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to be rude or anything. I'm cordial and kind, but I know I shouldn't go back to that. My mind's telling me that.
But the heart isn't.
But I'm not quite sure if those ties are cut there.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
And oh, yeah, I completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to be rude and mean at all. And so, you know, when they text or something, I will text back being nice or something, and then it gets into a big old blow up. It's like, okay, I can't do this
anymore. Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you did something for yourself? You're taking too long to answer. Okay.
I know.
Well, let me just give you a piece of advice that I've learned. Now, one thing that I've learned is the word no. Okay? And it seems like you need to learn that too. Because
right.
As long as you keep giving, people are going to keep taking. Especially like if it's loved ones. You're like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll help this person out. And I don't want to use this terminology, but I have to. They're bloodsuckers. And as long as you still have one drop of blood in your body, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand that from one person anyway, not family, but
another
you know.
Thing that I've learned, and you need to learn this too, is if you don't have it, you don't have it. Whether it's
mm-hmm.
money, if it's emotional, because you have lost yourself in all this because you keep helping. And I had to learn this the hard way. Like somebody borrowed a good sum of, borrowed a good sum of money, and I've yet to see this person. But my theory is I never loan money out that
exactly.
I can't lose.
Exactly. You just
so,
let it go.
And unfortunately, you need to, well, again, this is just my opinion, is
mm-hmm.
to sit and think about what I just said. You can take my advice. You can leave it, put it in a closet. I don't care. But you're a sweetheart, and my heart is earning for you, like, really, because you keep giving, and they keep, and you can't say no. And to be blunt about it, it feels like it's family members doing it.
Some, but mostly the person I disconnected with.
Mm-hmm.
And I am such a helpful person. I'll tell you, a friend of mine, we've been friends for 8 years, and she has
okay.
come down with dementia, which I have taken care of her until she moved to Missouri, which she comes back to Kansas and, you know, goes to the doctor and all, which I take her and she stays with me. But she is a very giving person. She's got a heart of gold. She doesn't take, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
Bart wants to take care of her. Because we're friends, and you know how that goes when the patient.
But having dementia, that kind of puts a wrench in everything else because it's not really in her control.
Right, and I will say no to other plans if she has to be somewhere at a doctor's. You know, if my grandchildren need a babysitter, or my children need a babysitter for my grandbabies in the day, I will say, well, Renee has a doctor's appointment. So, you know, I try to figure out both ways I can do this. You know, can I get her to the doctor at 9, yet can they have somebody watch the two grandchildren until 10 so I can get out there to babysit them? It's like, you know, I try.
Yeah,
I know
you got way too much going on.
Yeah, I do. And then with the mess I'm in with the person that I recently split with, he's like, I know he's a destructive person in my life. He is.
Well, I mean, I would love to talk to you more offline if you would like to get a private reading. But I basically said everything that they wanted me to say.
Okay.
And like I said, you just need to resonate with everything. And, you know, as far as him, just take your time and just go take yourself out to dinner and have a nice glass of wine and or soda or whatever you drink.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
I'm having
say enough is enough. Well,
right,
have a good cup of coffee then.
Yeah, I'm pretty much getting to that point, but the niceness kicks back in when they text, and it's like, I can't be mean, okay, you know. But I'm not going to be put up with this every blasting, you know, statement that he makes at me. I just can't do that anymore. I think it's just wearing me down, and it is what it is. And Michael knows I try to help too much because I want to bring clothes and blankets to Oklahoma.
Yeah, so do I, and I live in Jersey, so...
I want to break every month.
I was like, can I ship it to Michael?
I know. Just give the clothes to your area. I can't hand out clothes, guys. Even though my wife is going to be making some stuff for Burles and others, she stitches nice clothes and blankets and hats and all that. So.
Well, it's all going to be needed. So it's like, you know, I just want to put them all in the truck, drive up there and stand on the corner going, we need some of this. So, well, you know, you always, you know, everything can turn in life. You're always going to be maybe a roof over your head. It could turn for anyone at any time.
Exactly.
You know, so you have to think of that, you know, situation. Because just because you're living in a house now doesn't mean 10 years from now you may be living on in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have the compassion.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they say that 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, job being lost or a, you know, health issue or a disaster. You know, we were through a tornado 4 years ago and lost our house just in an afternoon. So, matter
and that can
of
just wipe them out. Even medical can just wipe somebody out. You know, so you have to think of the whole big picture. And thank your stars and God that you're where you're at. So
exactly.
All right, I will contact you about a private reading. Not you, Michael. We'll see.
You might get some stars and stripes if you contact him.
Maybe you do. I'll be up in Oklahoma. I'll be on the corner handing out blankets. Just
you let me know when you come down. We'll get together, have some lunch or something.
There we go. But I will contact you on your private.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bless Thank you.
All right. All right. Take care. Much love. Have a great weekend. Little Tease, contact information is listed on the show page. Right there is the website and the phone number. If you guys want to just jot that down, get a pen and paper there. Phone number for Little T is, if you want to set up a private reading, is 609-320-7912. 609-320-7912. And let's go to our next call here, area code 678. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Atlanta. I'm sorry. Kathy, Atlanta.
And who's your favorite person?
Well, you know, I just heard that. I heard you guys talking about it, but I was doing two things at one time, and then I just heard the other lady. Is it anybody, or it has to be well-known, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. I just, because I was just like, okay, because I heard the important figure, Dill. So it would be my mother. So it's my mother. And if she was alive, I need her so much right now, and she is deceased, and so, yeah, because I was like, as soon as I heard, I was like, I don't know if it can be personal or it has to be non-personal. That was my rock, so.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that she would always say something, no matter what you were going through, she would always give me a aha moment, no matter what. And I don't have that, so it's just like I'm struggling. So when I ask the question, you'll understand more because I'm just like, okay, but it is what it is.
You're not struggling. Your mom is right there with you. She's your cheerleader. And she sends you messages. You get them, but then you're like, I just didn't see that.
I
want to give you a hug, and obviously I can't, but she's so with you.
She comes to me in song, which
okay.
I realized it'll be 6 years in June. I realized this is about 2 years ago. However, I know she's there, and I'll go, hey, Mom, how you doing, et cetera, still. And I'll just talk to her, but my thing is I don't get a reply or I don't get keep going, do this, do that. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
I know she's there.
Let me ask you a question. In your mind, do you hear, like, her laugh? Because I just heard a laugh. Like, ha, ha, ha.
No. The only time I've heard words, it's been a couple times where I hear her voice say, Kathy. And that's it.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what that means, unless it's for somebody else. But when you were talking so positively about her, that's what I heard is ha, 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 like, yeah, right, you're joking. Because
okay.
I don't feel like she thought of herself as you're putting her on this big pedestal. You know, I think a lot of us have a hard time when it comes to compliments, accepting them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And that would be
okay.
Her.
She's a tough little cookie, though.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. She was a very, very, very strong individual. And like I said, no matter what the topic was, she could give advice on it, no matter what it was. And not that you had to take it or not take it. It's here is something comforting, and no matter how it's said or what's said, you would always get something out of that conversation, no matter
right.
what. No matter what.
Can I ask you, was she from the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. Because the word Germany popped into my head. I don't
okay.
know why.
Okay. That I don't know Germany. If you go way back, she has Indian descent.
Okay.
Also, so I've never heard anything German, but you know, if you do ancestry.com,
my mom thought she was Indian too and found out she wasn't.
Well, technically she's Afro-American.
Okay.
However, The joke growing up was, you know your mother's not black. It was black at that point. You know your mother's not black. She's Puerto Rican, or she's mixed, or she's something. She's not black. I mean, literally. And even with me, I'm not as fair-skinned as her. Most people's first guess with me is, you're Puerto Rican. Okay.
Well, maybe it's something further down the line.
Right.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah, so I don't rule it out. You just, and I keep saying I'm going to do that, but I just haven't done it. But, yeah, so I question because I didn't want to get too far off. I'm looking for employment, and
okay.
I need employment yesterday.
Okay.
I'm just not getting the "you're hired." Do you see me getting that soon, like in a month, or what do you see? I don't even know if I can put a time frame on it, but when I say I need it yesterday, I mean that.
I completely understand, and unfortunately, I'm not getting a timeline, and I wish I had one for you, but I feel you, like, filling out endless applications.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the job market right now stinks, and that's to put it very nicely. I, too, have 2 degrees and working an endless job and, you know, doing this. So I don't know if you have a degree or but when I just said that, like, I feel – like office work?
Yeah, and my background is accounting and finance. I'm at a controller director type level.
You know, no offense, you have a personality. You know, I find many accountants just with a dry sense of humor, but I love your personality. And I wish I would have known you 4 years ago when I was in school struggling with algebra, but...
I hear that all the time. Dude, no, that I hear that all. I take it as a compliment because everyone goes, there's no way your personality matches what you do. There's no way. And I've been doing it literally my entire life. Okay.
So, yeah, I wish I could give you a time frame, but they're not giving me one. And I don't want to, you know, give you false hope. I'm not that type of person. When I feel something, I say it. So,
do you see what's blocking it then of me getting hired?
They're not even
nothing.
They're not even
okay.
Letting me know anything. I don't, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I'll just say that. And I mean, we could get off the phone now and somebody could call you. You know, I'm just using that as an example. All I can keep saying is keep saying your prayers. God has something in store for you. He's just not relaying it to me to let you know. So, I mean, it could be in one day, it could be in a week. I just wish I had a time frame, but unfortunately I don't.
No, I mean, if you don't see it, I appreciate that too. It's just,
I know it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, it's not, it's just that my back's up against the wall, and if I don't get income, I don't know if I'll have a roof over my head, and it's just, I'm just beyond stressing. It's just, it's
you know,
so much. That's, so
let
that's
me say
fine.
This. I don't know why, like, all these, like, Bible things keep coming to mind, but God is always on time, even when he's not on our time. I've had situations, not as far as what you're looking at, to where I had like 2 days to pay a bill before they shut off my lights and the money came through. So keep praying and keep, you know, believing what you're doing. Something will come through. It may be the day before, you know. But like I said, I don't know why I'm not getting the information, but the spirits, you know, they have a mind of their own, too, and they let us know what we need to know, if that makes sense.
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. I like honesty more than I like anything, okay, and respect that. So if you don't see anything, you don't see anything instead of
right.
Making up something that's not true. So I do respect that. I just want
or
to
maybe
sure you...
he's trying to get you to pray more.
I hate to say this, but it's just, I'm almost totally prayed out. It's just like I don't know what else I can do. It's just to that level of don't know what to do. So it's either, like you said, it's going to be right on time or it's not, and I just have to.
No, it's going to be right on time. We're not thinking negatively. It's going to be right on time. I can tell you that.
Okay.
You have to think a little bit more positively. I know it's hard when you're in the storm, but he will be on time.
Okay. I'll say okay, but if that's easier said than done, but you always have to, for me, because I'm so logical, you have to, I understand and totally agree with what you're saying, but for me, on the logical side, I have to go, if this doesn't happen, I have to have a plan B, because if I don't have a plan B, what am I going to do? I have a whole house to move. You see what I'm saying? So I understand you, but it's, to me, it's not logical, because I have to look at both sides of the fence. So that's where I'm torn a lot, because I understand what you're saying, but it's like, but I have to look at the other side of the fence, because I have to. So that's what's hard for me.
I do the same thing. I have plan A, B, C, and D. And then he comes with F. So, I mean, sweetie, I wish I had better news for you. But that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there's a lesson in this. I mean, I wish, you know, I was more help. But your mom is right there, and she's, like, holding your hand, saying it's going to be okay. And, again, I know you're logical. We all, as human beings, are logical. But God has a plan for you. And I know it's not much now, but I don't know what else to say.
No, that's fine. And thank you. And I do respect that, because, like I said, if that's all you see, that's all you see. So I do respect that. So I just want to make sure I do make sure you understand. I'm thankful for even speaking to you today.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good night.
And to the caller, I just want to say, I know you're going through a hard time, and gosh, I've been through many of those storms. But please try to find some time in your day, maybe at night, that you just, let this go for a time period and do something, if it's spiritual music, whatever it is that brings you, maybe it's a show, maybe it's a comedy, but something that brings you comfort and joy so that the next day you can, tackle the issues. And then, because, back in 08, my family lost everything. We lost our house. We lost everything. So that was very stressful. So I know this hour is ending, but that, and the bottom line is you'll get through it. You get through it. I mean, I got through losing everything and then 2 years later getting hit by a tornado. So I've had to pick up the pieces so many times, but, we got through it and so will you. Though I know it's not easy when you're in the storm. So we're here for you on Journey of Light anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, if you need help, let me know, okay? I'll do what I can.
Okay.
Much love to you. All right.
I hate delivering bad news.
So many people. Yeah. Okay. Well, I know I got to wrap, little T. So we're going to see you tomorrow, though, at 9 o'clock Eastern.
So
we'll see you there for the round table. And have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Be in the chat room or something. But all right. Thank you.
I'll try to log in. When I went earlier, it wasn't up.
It's open now. Yeah, it's up now. All right. Give me
bye, Michael.
Okay. Bye, little T. Okay, everybody else, coming up is Greg Keane from Lilydale. So everybody, please redial as this episode is going to end, and then you'll be reconnected and we'll start up with Greg King. Thank you.